Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Two guests today, representing the Quincy Humane Society, the Executive Director, Pilar Brumbaugh. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Nice to be here.
Nice to be with you this morning. And I elevated him to the owner of Carl's Shoes.
Yeah.
Don't think he's quite the owner yet. Or are you a part owner? I don't even know, Jamie Blazy.
I'm working my way up to that.
You're working your way up to that. You don't want that to happen, though, because for that to happen, Papa has to...
Yeah,
we don't want that to happen. So anyway, Carl's Shoes, where, as I have said many times on this radio station, instead of investing my money in the stock market, I now have so many pairs of Carl's Dansko shoes that if they ever become collector's items, I'm sitting pretty. That's all I'm going to say about that. So we're going to talk about a special event coming up. When you own your own business, the great thing about that is you have your favorite charities, and you also have a chance to promote those favorite charities by having specialized events. And such is the case for Dogs and Dansko. So I don't know who wants to go first, but April 7th through the 12th, you can feature treat your feet as well as help the Humane Society out by going to Carl's Shoes. So, Jamie, why don't you start and tell us about this event, if you don't mind?
No, I don't mind at all. So typically we have a spring and a fall Dansko event every year, which are great events for us. But this year, Carl's was selected as one of, I think it's like only 15 Dansko accounts in the U.S. to have an elevated event. So basically what Dansko wants to do is to show their gratitude to us and our customers for the years of support. So they ask us to partner with a local organization to help give back to our community. And so obviously us at Carl's, as well as our friends at Dansko, we are definitely animal lovers. So it's just a perfect fit to be able to help the Quincy Humane Society.
Well, this is fantastic. And of course, it exists because Dansko is such a top seller at Carl's Shoes. You have other brands as well, and of course you can buy any brand you want, including New Balance, as we talked about this morning here on the morning show. But the great thing about this is you've chosen the Quincy Humane Society, and they will get whatever you raise will be matched, and so at least $1,000, possibly $2,000 or even more is coming to the Quincy Humane Society for purchases that are made at Carl's Shoes April 7th through the 12th. Pilar Brumbaugh, the big smile on your face. You love having people who support the Humane Society, but also use their business to bring awareness to your group.
Absolutely. You know, Quincy Humane Society, we're actually celebrating our 145th anniversary this year. When you think back to where we were to where we are today, that's because of community. So partnerships with places like Carl's Shoes, who are locally owned and give right back to the community, we couldn't be more grateful for their support, for their excitement about our organization and what we do, and the support that they give us really throughout the year. It's just a really exciting time for us as an organization, and we always love partnering with businesses in the community.
And I think we need to make it clear, the Quincy Humane Society, how are you funded? Because you're not like a government entity.
Correct. So Quincy Humane Society is a 501c3 nonprofit. We do not receive any state, local, federal funds in any way. We are truly here from the support from the community. Businesses like Carl's Shoes, who partner with us for different events, grants that we apply for. This is something where we have to go, and if we have a need and we need it funded, we got to go search for those grants. And it's not always a guarantee, but let me tell you, Mary, we talk about the gem city. It is no joke. We have true gems right here in our community that have made it possible for Quincy Humane Society to be here for as long as we have. And they're always coming up with ways to help us continue our mission, to provide that second chance for hope, for love, and it's just awesome.
Well, it's just like this, you know, Carl's Shoes and Dansko, you could have picked any charity. You picked the Quincy Humane Society. Good for you. But again, this is a rare opportunity, a chance to expand your donor base.
Absolutely.
A chance to get people on your donor rolls who perhaps weren't aware. So it's a big awareness event. It's a huge awareness event for Carl's Shoes, too. I mean, after all, I know you guys contribute to a lot of great causes in our area. But this is just a little value added, shall we say, give you a little shout out there. Because local businesses, You know, it's interesting. Everybody wants to buy online. And we keep saying here at WTAD, buy local, buy local, buy local, because it's the local businesses that are supporting the Quincy Humane Society. Now, that doesn't mean that everything you buy has to be, you know, local, but the more you buy local, the better that is. And I think, Jamie, you can attest to that, that a lot of times, and I would think shoes would be a very difficult thing to buy online because I want to try my shoes on. Now, the other day I happened to be shoe shopping with a girlfriend of mine, not at Carl's Shoes, which I kept saying, you really need to go to Carl's. And she was looking at different shoes. And I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm going, you know, that probably is, that's a brand name, yes, but that's not the highest quality brand name. And I know that because Jamie told me that at Carl's Shoes. Let's talk about that. We talked a little bit this morning about like New Balance. When you go in and you buy a pair of New Balance shoes at a big box store, they are New Balance shoes, but Jamie, they not may not be the best New Balance shoes. And, you know, if you want the best, you're going to have to make sure you're getting the best because you may be paying a big price for a shoe that is a little bit more discount than you'd want. Why not just get the real thing, right?
Yes, I agree. So, yes, you are correct. A lot of brands, there's different levels in them, and it all depends on what activity someone's doing in them, maybe what's going on if they're having some feet or knee or back issues, as to what style. Because a lot of shoes look the same on the top, but it's really what's going on underneath on the shoe where you get the support and the cushioning and that. So, yes, it does make a big difference to match the, you know, the correct shoe with what you're going to be using them for. And that's, to your point earlier, very well said, I think, on the online versus buying local. We try to pride ourselves on customer service, and I think that's part of it when you come in. We try to have better products, better service, and I do think that makes a difference. And hopefully I think a lot of customers in that do appreciate that. So we'd be more than happy to come in. If you want to come in, more than happy to help you find the right shoe for what you're going to be using them for. And you're right, we do. We carry a lot of different brands. The New Balance Birkenstock we do really well with. Yeah. Brooks. But Dance goes right there at the top.
Yeah, Dance goes right at the top, too. But the reason I bring this up is because my husband and I both wear Dance Co. shoes, but my husband also buys New Balance from Carl's. And the reason this all came to be was we were at a big box store one time, and I saw these shoes, and Greg needed a new pair of shoes, and I said, wow, those are really cheap. You know, I hate not to buy my shoes at Carl's Shoes, but golly gee, those are really inexpensive. Then I thought, well, don't buy them. Let's go ask. So we went to Carl's Shoes, and we had it all written down, you know. And you explained, well, yes, this is still a New Balance shoe. It's a real legitimate New Balance shoe, but it's model, you know, 100 or whatever. And you need really model 600 because you've got diabetes and you've got feet issues and you've got this and that. And so don't just look at the price of something. You have to look at the model. It's like saying I bought a Chevrolet. Well, there's a lot of Chevrolets on the market. You know, which one did you buy? So I liken it to be careful what you buy when it comes to shoes, because they're not going to allow you to take a chainsaw and cut them in half. You're not going to be able to see the arch support and everything. So you want to make sure you're getting what you want. So going to a place where they sell shoes professionally, that's the way it is. And the same goes when you go to get a pet.
Yeah.
Get a pet at the Humane Society. Those pets have already been vetted. They've been socialized. They've been trained. They've got their shots. They're spayed and neutered. They're ready to go. They're shelf ready, right?
You know, and just like no shoe is the same,
right.
No animal is the same. So actually, Jamie,
there's some big parallels.
Yeah.
Dogs and Dance Goes are almost the same thing.
This is just what it was meant to be.
I know. If we could just, you know, get the Dance Goes to mobilate, we could have a pet shoe, you know? So, yeah, this is really a good arrangement that's going to be happening April 7th through the 12th. But so much of it is about raising awareness. And our foot health and safety is important. And that's why Carl's Shoes has these great lines. Now, when we talk about Dance Go shoes, and everybody knows, and everywhere I go, are those your Dance Goes? And I have to say, of course they're Dance Goes. I don't wear anything but Dance Goes. Now, I happen to like them for the fashion sense of them, but I wouldn't wear them if they weren't comfortable. Mm. And I will say this, I have over 40 pairs of Dance Go shoes. Yes, I know, I'm maybe excessive. But the great thing about it is I have a pair for almost every outfit I have. So I rotate them frequently, and one thing I do find is that people Don't you find this, Jamie, that people need to have one or two or even three pairs of shoes, especially shoes they're wearing every day, like a good walking shoe or something like that? You need to have multiple pairs so that you're not wearing the same pair of dress. Like I have on a pair of black pumps today. That's very normal. A lot of women wear a black pump to work 5 days a week. I would recommend, though, wouldn't you, Jamie, that you have at least two different pairs to rotate so that you're not wearing the same shoe on your foot all the time? It's just better for your foot health, isn't it?
A lot of times, yes. I mean, there are some people that they find the one shoe, and that's kind of their go-to for everything. But it is, you are correct, it's important to have, you don't have to have a shoe for every activity. But, yeah, you probably don't want to wear your black pump shoes that you wore to work today out on your walk. So, yes, important to have the right shoe for the right activity. Give your feet a little different feel from day to day. Mm-hmm. Let the shoe kind of air out a little bit as well. So, yeah, we'd be more than happy, like I said, to kind of guide you in the right direction and try to hopefully find the pair that's going to make your feet the happiest.
And, you know, even though all Dansko shoes are good and all Dansko shoes are comfortable, the pair I had on yesterday, I did a little bit more walking in than I was expecting, which is mean I took two steps because, you know, I don't exercise. But I had a little bit of problem on the bottom of my right foot. It didn't hurt. I could just tell. Mm. When I took my shoe off, I thought, you know what? That pair of shoes, I'm not going to wear that again tomorrow. That's for sure. And I didn't. Shoes are so interesting because everybody's foot is different. And there's really no one. I mean, shoe styles are different. So they have a different width. They have a different arch, the whole thing. I mean, Jamie, that's why you really need to be measured. Every single time you come in to buy a pair of shoes, your foot may have changed. I mean, maybe not. If I measured every single time, I'd be measuring 40 times a year. That's ridiculous. But like if you have said, I'm an 8.5 medium or something, whatever, you may have been an 8.5 medium in college. You may not be an 8.5 medium now. Why do girls accept the fact that we're no longer a size 6 in our pants, but we keep thinking we're a size 6 in our shoes, even though everything else has gotten broader? So that's a real big problem, isn't it? That's why so many people have feet that hurt. Don't blame the shoe. It's just the wrong shoe size, right?
That definitely is the case. Our feet do typically change throughout our lifetime, and unfortunately, they don't always change for the better. So, yes, it is important to make sure we're getting you the right size, whether that be the correct length as well as the width, and the correct style for you. Some people have flatter feet. Some people have higher arches. So the shoe that would be best for you would vary from person to person. So, yes, you are correct. There's not one shoe or one brand that works for everyone. We'd be more than happy. And even within the same brand, sizes are different and everything else. So mm-hmm. It's important, I think, to your point earlier, come in and try them on and make sure that they're going to work for you, because I want them to work as much as you do. I don't want you to get them and have your feet hurt or have them sit in the box. That doesn't do you any good. So come in, let us help you find the ones that will work the best for you.
Well, it's interesting because you took away the only thing I was ever a size 8 in. You thank you. And now Dansko has the English, the European.
Yeah.
So now I'm either a 40 or a 42. It's nice to know I was a size 8. The only damn thing I was still a size 8 in, you had to take for me. Thank you, Carl Shoes. But it is interesting. I will wear a pair of shoes one day, and they're a 40. And the next day I'll put on a pair of shoes, they're 42. They both fit. But that's because of the style. The style is different. The clogs fit me a little bit different than, say, this shoe, which is more a pump with a strap. And so, again, the attitude of this is what, this is the type of shoe I like. Good. Go for that. Start with that. But if you've got a flat foot or, contrary like me, a high arch or a very wide foot, I've got a very wide foot, sometimes you do have to sacrifice fashion for function, and as you get older, it gets more and more and more important. I mean, sometimes if you're just going out wearing a pair of shoes one day, they can be glittery and sparkly and all that other stuff, and your feet come home and you're full of blisters and your feet hurt, but you look good.
Right.
But you can also find a good pair of Danskos. I've got glittery Danskos. What the heck,
I've got my list going, Mary. I was just telling Jamie. I'm like, we're going to have to spread this out a little bit.
Oh, I know.
There's some cute stuff.
There's some very cute things, and all next week we'll be talking with Chad, the Dansko man, about that, but Dansko being such a great brand, you selling so many Dansko shoes, and really not, Dansko's not available anywhere else around here except for Carl's, is it? Don't you, you're not that exclusive, but they have to, like the last time I saw Dansko shoes was way over in Springfield and stuff. Are you kind of it around here, Jamie?
I believe, yep, we're within the area and that. It's a great brand to partner with, and that's kind of one of the things we look at when you're dealing with different brands. You know, are they a good partner? And Dansco is definitely a good partner. So not only do they make quality products, they've got great people that work for them that help us out. As you mentioned, our rep Chad's going to be on next week. He's the best. I mean, he goes above and beyond.
And he's the one that got this deal for you with the Quincy Humane Society.
Yep, he was a big, big reason for that, so couldn't be more thankful. And actually, he's going to be in town that Friday and Saturday for the event, and then we're also going to have Christina is coming along. She's from Dansco headquarters, one of their head marketing people out there. So that's kind of cool, too, so she'll be here as well. But, yeah, they're just a great brand to work with. You get, like you mentioned before, you get not only comfort in the Dansco shoes, but you get some nice styles too. So you don't have to always choose comfort or looks. You get a little bit of both with them.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. This Dansco event is next week at Carl's Shoes all week long, April 7th through the 12th. Treat your feet as well as help the Humane Society. For every pair of Dansco shoes or sandals that are sold April 7th through the 12th, Dansco donates $10. To the Quincy Humane Society. And if you make an additional monetary donation to the Quincy Humane Society, Carl's Shoes and Dansco will match that contribution up to a total of $1,000. So this is going to be a great event for the Quincy Humane Society. Also on Saturday the 12th, the Quincy Humane Society will be on hand with some of the animals that are ready for adoption. There'll be Pepsi products being served. Poppin' on Main will be there with popcorn. So it's going to be a big, fun event. And it's going to be all to benefit, of course, the Quincy Humane Society. We've got to take a break. But when we come back, Pilar Brumbaugh and Jamie Blazing will still be here. And we'll be talking about dogs and Dansco. How you can make your dogs feel better. They won't be barking at the end of the day if you wear Dansco shoes, that's for sure. This report from the Ursa Farmers Cooperative is brought to you by Rex Battery. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The Mary Griffith Show, powered each and every morning by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. And Pepsi Products, teaming up with Popping on Main to be in the parking lot there at Carl's Shoes. And your address is what, 28th and Broad? What is your address, Jamie?
Yep, 29th and Broadway.
29th.
So 2827 Broadway,
yeah,
so right on the corner there.
Yeah, the corner of 29th and Broadway. And your parking lot looks very small, but it's really very big because it goes around.
Yeah.
So you're going to have on the 12th, which is Saturday, they're going to be popcorn given away, Pepsi products given away, their Lotus drinks, their bottled water, their soda, all of that, and puppies to pet. Puppies to pet from the Humane Society. It is important to get out and get known in the community. And this event on April 12th is going to be a big thing for you, Pilar Brumbaugh. The Humane Society, it does take a lot of staff and volunteers and event. Whenever you take dogs out of your nice shelter, which was very lovely, and you got to transport them and get them acclimated and get them behaving and, you know, everything. But it's important for people to know these are the kinds of dogs that are adoptable at the Humane Society. And so everybody wants a purebred dog that's teeny tiny. You have those, not many, but really people,
they don't stay around long.
People need to expand their understanding of what an adoptable pet is, because an older dog can also be a great pet. You don't have to worry about potty training.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's kind of twofold. The puppies that you see at our shelter, you know, you don't want them to grow up knowing shelter life, right? But those adult dogs, oh, my heart. I believe every animal needs a chance in a home. Every animal is different, just like every shoe is different. So depending on the environment that animal is going to be in is huge. An opportunity like Dansco and Dogs gives Quincy Humane Society the chance not only to promote awareness about who we are and what we do, and yes, adopt, but one, not everybody can adopt, and we realize that, but there's other ways you can get involved, whether that is, I always focus on time, talent, treasure. So if you can't adopt and can't open your home and heart at the moment, there's volunteering. You can come in and volunteer and help walk dogs with your new pair of Danskos. You can open your homes to temporarily fostering if you can. Maybe you have a talent that you would like to share with our organization. Come on out and see us.
Good at folding towels.
Hey,
I understand that laundry is something that needs to be done quite regularly.
Yes, you know, my husband always says that you can do laundry, you can help out every now and then with laundry there, but like at home, you don't do it. You know, it's for the animals.
Actually,
it's different.
For me, laundry is therapeutic. I don't know why. That's about the only thing I find therapeutic around the house, but I love to fold towels and do laundry.
Yeah,
so there's something for everybody.
Absolutely. And you know, with this event, it really, we were just so excited because any chance that we have to get some of our animals out in the community, again, to raise that awareness. But for people to see these dogs outside of the kennel is night and day difference. You can come to the shelter and you could see a dog literally bouncing off the walls. And some are like, whoa, like, no thanks.
Because they haven't seen anybody. Because if you don't walk down the aisle.
Exactly.
But then once they're in the parking lot for a couple of hours, they're like, oh, humans. Okay, I don't have to jump on everyone I see.
It is night and day difference.
Yeah.
And so this opportunity gives our pets a chance to be seen in a totally different environment. So it's really exciting. And we loved this enthusiasm so much from our friends at Carl Shoes and Dansko. We were like, what can we do to add to the excitement? And so from April 7th through April 12th, any adoption application that is received, that is for a cat, a dog, a kitten, a puppy, that the animal doesn't even have to be there on Saturday because, you know, we can't bring every animal out. But any adoption application that is received and approved, which takes about a day or two, we're going to fee waive that adoption because we love the energy. We love the excitement. It's just such a great opportunity. We've got some really awesome dogs, awesome cats, sweet puppies and kittens, and this just gives people that chance, hey, as a thank you. We're looking for fun things to do throughout the year, and this was a perfect way to start quarter two.
So if you've been thinking about adopting from the Quincy Humane Society, any adoption application received April 7th through April 12th, put the Dansko adoption promo on it, and you're approved. Your fee will be waived, and that's any animal, even kitten cats.
Yes, yes.
It's dogs and Dansko, but it's even
we'll
kitten cats.
We'll
include
too,
a few feline friends there as well. And again, I shouldn't let my opinion be so harsh because, you know, but I just don't understand. Like this last summer, I got a 3-week free vacation in Southern California to babysit a French bulldog. This French bulldog has a net value of more than me. You know what I mean? So no wonder they wanted a human. I mean, no wonder they were willing to pay for it to be pampered. But again, those kids love that dog, and I guarantee you they do not care. That dog cost way too much. That dog cost extremely large. That was ridiculous. Those kids would love a dog. It doesn't have to be a pedigree French bulldog.
Sure.
So, I mean, again, I think, I like some dogs are cuter than others when they grow up. I wouldn't want one I had to groom, frankly. No, don't give me a Lhasa Apso. They're adorable, but don't bring one over.
Right.
But, I mean, again, you have to find one that fits for your family. But by golly, you ask a kid what kind of dog they want, the dog that loves them back. They don't
Absolutely.
Care what the breed is. And if it's an all-American mutt, all the better.
You know, I'm a mutt lover. I've got four of who knows what they are, where they came from.
Questionable lineage.
Yes, yes. You know, but I have very close friends and family that do have the purebred. And, you know, at Quincy Humane Society, we want to focus on, one, the love of pets in general. And, well, yes, there are hundreds of animals in shelters. That was way more than what I'm really alluding to in shelters that are looking for a second chance.
Right.
Ultimately, yes, you do have to find the best fit for your family. And,
maybe if you find one that's been, if you find an older dog that's been given up by maybe an older person who passed away or an older person had to move, you are finding a high quality dog. You go out and buy them from a puppy mill.
Well, and I'll tell you. I mean, we've had doodles. We've had doodles at the shelter. People are like, a doodle at the Humane Society? Yes, like, it's happened. We've had dachshunds.
The world's best dog.
We've had little Jack Russell Chihuahuas. You know,
oh,
you name them.
You better have a higher energy family if you got that.
I got one of those. Even got a black retriever. You know, but you never know unless you look. And sometimes, for those families that might not know or might not have a set breed, because let's be honest, like, it's easy to fall in love with one breed that you know and that you love. And as long as you are caring for it, love it, and you're finding great ways to give back to the other animals and their people in the community, hey, we're all about that.
We're all about that, yeah.
If you don't know, come out and volunteer. You can get to meet some of the dogs. You will quickly learn what kind of energy level you're able and willing and interested in handling, and very quickly learn, you know, hair, no hair, active, not so active. You learn a lot when you volunteer, when you get into that animal shelter environment.
Jamie, let's get you back involved in this, because you are, because you have a family-owned business, one of your unpaid employees, one of your best employees is a dog, right?
Yes, that is Riley, our golden retriever, and he definitely runs the show. So,
proof that a dog doesn't have to chew shoes. You can train a dog not to chew shoes.
Well, have you seen the picture on Facebook? He's laying there. Riley is just so cute, laying there by the shoes. I'm like, oh, I can't have my dog by my shoes. Riley is very trained. Love it.
Oh, but, you know, now that's interesting. Does it have to be a golden retriever in your family, or how's that all work?
We've had three of them now, or four of them, so...
Kind of, right?
Partial to golden retrievers. I mean, hey, we love animals, love all dogs,
right,
cats, and that. But, yeah, I'm definitely partial to golden retriever. Just something about, you know, when you see them, it's like hard to have a bad day in that. They're always happy to see you, and, just great company.
And it just goes to show, he's a pretty big dog, but yet he's in a smaller space, a shoe store, and yet doesn't knock things over. He's very friendly. He approaches customers with respect. I mean, you've really got him trained to be part of the Carl Shoe experience. Those who don't want to be around the dog, you clearly say, I don't want to be around the dog. The dog exits, and he doesn't have his own like little hideaway, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he is, he's so happy to come to work every day, but I always say his work day consists of laying on the couch, customers petting him, you know, gets treats. So he's kind of got the ideal situation, I think, but no, yeah, it's,
he could be the morning show gal at WTAD. I mean, it sounds like it's my lifestyle. Just lay around and get treats. Well, that is fabulous. That is fabulous. Well, Riley is a good example of a dog that is loved by the family and is part of the family, even goes to the family business every day. If you would like a dog or a cat, any adoption application received at the Humane Society from April 7th through April 12th, mention the Dansko Adoption Promo, and you will have your adoption fee waived by the Quincy Humane Society, and they're able to do this because they're planning on making a lot of money next week, because Dansko Shoe Showcase is on. It's the Dansko Trunk Show at Carl Shoes, 29th and Broadway. It is April 7th through the 12th. What hours are you open, Jamie?
Yeah, so Monday through Thursday, we're there 9 to 6, Friday 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, and then we're open Sunday noon to 5.
Okay, repeat that one more time. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6.
Correct. Friday is 9 to 7. Saturday is 9 to 5. And Sunday is 12 to 5.
Okay, open 7 days a week. And, you know, like staying open late on Friday night, just to give folks a chance. Because, again, nurses, waitresses, doctors, anyone who stands on their feet for a prolonged period of time, anyone like the construction industry, no, you've got to have the steel-toed shoes and everything. But basically, people who walk in their job a lot or stand in their job a lot, that's where Dansko really excels. But I do neither of those things. I sit in my job all day long, but I want to look good. So I've got to wear my Dansko shoes. So $10 for every pair will be donated directly to the Quincy Humane Society. And then, of course, people can make other contributions, and it doesn't matter what day they come into the Dansko shoe sale, this will all be appropriate next week. They don't have to come in just on the 12th, right, Jamie?
Nope, correct. It is all week long, so as far as the $10 donation for every pair of Dansko sold, they can come in and make a monetary donation that Dansko and us will match collectively up to $1,000. So, you know, make your money stretch a little bit farther by letting us match your contributions. I will say on Friday and Saturday, we'll be drawing for a couple free pair of Danskos. So if you come in on those days, it's kind of an added little bonus there. But you can register all week. You don't have to
register
be present.
Register all week, yeah.
Register all week in that. We do have some nice tote bags, some custom tote bags for the first 100 customers that purchase a Dansko. So there's a couple nice little things going on throughout the week as well.
Yeah, I love the Dansko tote bags. They are absolutely phenomenal. I use mine for beachwear, but they're just absolutely great. Chad and Christina will both be there from Dansko. So if you want to meet the big cheeses and maybe talk to them, you know, what always happens to me, and the good news is Dansko shoes never wear out. I still have the first pair I ever bought. They're still in pretty good shape. I mean, it's amazing to me. They just wear like iron. If there was a style that was discontinued, you can put in your plea, right, Jamie, to the big cheese
to bring that back? Yeah, those would be the people to talk to say, hey, you know, any chance you can bring this one back in that, and they see what they can do.
The only good thing about that is it's kind of like having the collector item shoes. I tell people, oh, I love those. And then I said, well, great, I don't think you can get them anymore, but, you know.
My little hair flip.
Well, I bought them. So you do have to get out and see what's new for the spring, because is there something really new and exciting this year? I can't wait till next week when Chad tells me. I want Jamie to tell me now. What's happening in Dansko? What's the thing I'm going to have?
They definitely have some new styles, and that's what I give Dansko a lot of credit, you know. A lot of brands want to evolve and change, and I get that. You got to have some updated styles. But Dansko still makes a lot of their classics, as well as giving you new options, too. So we got some couple new styles of sandals in.
The great thing, even if it's not a new style, they have a new design on it. Like,
yes.
I've got pink flamingo pool shiny. Every year there is something bizarre. I'll call it bizarre because it's my word. I want bizarre shoes every once in a while. I mean, I want a pair of shoes that people are going to look at it and say, where did you get those?
Oh, I love that.
I just pink flamingo pool floating.
That's awesome.
I mean, you know, there again.
That's awesome.
Available, I think, for that 1 year only, probably. And now we've moved on to something else. So I have shoes with, I should have worn my dog shoes today. I have shoes with dogs all over them. Now, the poodle one, I tend to want to put a piece of tape over, you know. But other than that, tell them, I'm going to say we want an all dachshund pairs of shoes, okay?
Oh, yes.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Or like a little tail sticking out of the back, like you could be like a shoehorn, you know. You grab your shoes by the dachshund tail and put them on. Well, folks, get to Carl's Shoes. Go any day you want, and truly buy any kind of shoe you want. Even Chad the Dansko man. If you don't have a pair of Dansko shoes that fits you, he will happily walk you over to Birkenstocks. He'll be sad, but he'll do it. Jamie wants to sell you shoes. And again, those New Balance shoes that we talked about this morning, make sure when you go out and get the grandpa shoes, as they're calling, that are back in style now, make sure you buy them from Carl's, because not all New Balance shoes are created equal. And again, that's a quality brand, just like Dansko and Sass and all the other brands they sell at Carl's Shoes, but they have the ones that are the very highest quality, have the very highest construction inside, and you won't necessarily know that just by looking at the exterior. It's really what's the part you can't see is the important part, isn't it, Jamie?
That is very true. Correct.
That is a very correct statement. Our time went so quickly.
It
it's did. So great to see both of you. I am so excited about this event. Folks, if you want to donate to the Quincy Humane Society next week, even if you don't need shoes, come on down to Carl's Shoes at 29th and Broadway. Put it in the till, and it will be matched. And that is one of the great things that Carl's Shoes is doing for our community. Jamie, thank you. Say hi to the whole family. Say hi to Riley. Pilar, look for a... I'm always looking for a dachshund.
Okay.
My husband won't let me have one, but I'm always looking for one.
You know, never say never.
I agree.
And what would happen if you just brought it home?
You're right. I quit asking permission, ask for forgiveness. You're right. I'm going with that.
Thanks for having us, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.